the rest of the story. For many, the process of research and development is all in the family, for the Curies, for the Masters and Johnson. And so it was for Jacob and Wilhelm. They were scholars, they were researchers, and though they died while working on a 32-volume dictionary, a monument to their tireless scholarly efforts, it's another piece of research for which we remember them. They were boys in college, Jacob and Wilhelm, when their interest in history was first aroused, and in a way you might say they were the first psychological anthropologists, the first to explore the relation of folklore to human history. They perused the writings of Homer, presumably fiction, discovered their impact and the possible links to fact. Perhaps then other legends might shed new light on the greater story of man, the true story. Well, some such legends had been previously collected and published, but others had never been written down, and this was the elusive category called oral tradition. Only a very few aged peasants here and there remembered them, and when they died, the stories, some dating back 1,000 years, would die with them. So, when Jacob was 22 and Wilhelm was 21, the two set out to record these legends, to seek their tellers before they and their stories vanished forever. These young men were scholars, remember, and their quest was one of historical relevance. So they were perhaps at first amazed by what they found, but their chore began to cheer them with the passing of each day, and the people with whom they came in contact proved most interesting. A shepherd was happy to spend an afternoon spinning yarns for a bottle of wine. An old cavalry sergeant came upon hard times and told a few more in return for a patched pair of pants. The best story source turned out to be a tailor's wife. Not only did she tell her stories well, but she told them each time in exactly the same words. If she spoke too quickly, she was asked to repeat, and she would retell them slowly and without change. After 5 hard but happy years, Jacob and Wilhelm had collected 86 stories, but at last they were unhappily unable to draw any particular historical significance. So the manuscripts were shelved. Might still be there today were it not for a friend who discovered them and insisted that they be published. So arrangements were made with a printer in Berlin, and a few days before Christmas in 1812, the first edition of Jacob and Wilhelm's stories went on sale. They expected very little. In fact, they accepted no money. At no time in their subsequent careers as librarians and professors did they ever have a year's income equivalent to more than $5,000, and yet their little book of stories one day would sell 1 billion copies in 20,000 editions, would be translated into 50 languages in 40 countries, and today, a century and a half later, their little volume is second only to the Bible as the most famous, most widely read, most generally remembered. They were brothers, Jacob and Wilhelm. Like George and Ira, Wilbur and Orville, they kept it all in the family. But such was the magnitude of Jacob and Wilhelm's last name that you remember them only by it. And if the historical relevance of their first work together less than pleased them, their stories have since pleased 150 years of children. For the book they called Tales for Children and the Hearth, you know as Grimm's Fairy Tales. Now you know the brothers Grimm. And now you know the rest of the story.